When you bend a piece of sheet metal to exactly 90 degrees, you expect it to, well, stay there like molding clay. But then you let go and it fights back, springing open to 92 degrees. Today, we're jumping into a critique of a comprehensive, practical guide detailing the mechanics, processes, and applications of cold-forming sheet metal for fabricators.
Right, and we really need to dive right into the alignment of this guide with its intended audience. The big weakness right now is that the opening sections currently read way too much like an academic manual, rather than, you know, a practical problem-solving tool. I mean, the author kicks things off with these textbook definitions like recrystallization temperatures at the absolute expense of shop floor urgency.
Yeah, it feels a bit like teaching someone how to drive by first explaining the thermodynamics of an internal combustion engine.
Oh, totally.
Like, I can see the intent to build a foundation, but grounding the opening in an immediate, recognizable frustration would grab a fabricator's attention so much faster.
Exactly what you highlighted in your intro, honestly. If I were the author, my suggestion would be to completely flip this script and lead with that exact 92-degree spring back headache you just described.
Right.
Because once you have them hooked with a frustrating reality they wrestle with daily on the press break, then you introduce the elastic versus plastic deformation theory to explain what's actually happening inside the material.
So you're basically breaking down the mechanics in real time, like explaining that while the outer edge of the metal stretches permanently, so it undergoes plastic deformation.
Yeah.
But the inner edge merely compresses elastically and desperately wants to bounce back to its original shape.
Exactly. That frames the science as instantly valuable. You know, you are using the metallurgy to solve a real-world problem rather than just asking them to memorize definitions out of nowhere.
So getting them hooked immediately is key. But looking at how the actual process is mapped out, there is a massive structural disconnect in how the safety and operational steps are organized.
Oh, definitely. The physical layout creates a mechanical disconnect, specifically regarding the vital fabricator's checklist. The weakness here is that critical safeguards, like checking grain direction or minimum bend radius, are buried at the very end of the document, completely separated from the specific processes where those checks matter most.
Miles away from the action.
Literally pages away, yeah. So a fabricator reads about the mechanics of bending and edging on page 2, but they aren't getting the warning about grain direction until, like, page 10.
Which is wild, because if I'm a fabricator, I need those warnings embedded right where the action happens. Instead of a general endnote, my suggestion is they need to take the warning about metal cracking when bent parallel to the rolling direction and just weave it directly into the bending and edging section.
Right. Putting that context directly into the learning phase creates immediate actionable value.
But wait, if you bury all those safety warnings inside thick paragraphs of text, haven't we just, like, ruined the quick reference utility?
How do you mean?
Oh, sure. But when someone is standing on the shop floor, they might just want that rapid-fire list taped to the machine. They aren't going to hunt through paragraphs of process descriptions to find a safety spec, you know?
Oh, sure. But you don't have to lose that utility completely.
Okay.
You can just do both. You explain the why in the body text so the fabricator understands the underlying mechanisms during the learning phase, but you still staple that punchy, bulleted summary list to the very end of the manual.
Ah, the best of both worlds.
Yeah!
The theory is attached to the action, but the quick reference tool remains intact.
Exactly. Making these structural shifts will really take this material from a solid textbook to an indispensable tool.
So the roadmap here is pretty clear, right? Hook the fabricator with real shop floor headaches like spring back before diving into the metallurgy, and put those critical safety warnings right next to the process steps where they actually happen.
That's the core of it, yeah. We highly encourage the author to apply these adjustments and submit the revised guide back in for another critique.
Because at the end of the day, we don't want a manual that just springs back into a dusty academic reference. We want it pushed past its yield point so its highly practical shop floor shape stays permanent.